Milwaukee Public School students started returning to classrooms Wednesday for the first time in more than a year. MPS is phasing students back in, starting with the littlest ones. WUWM education reporter Emily Files visited some schools Wednesday as kindergarten through third graders returned to buildings.
The school year is more than halfway over, but Wednesday felt like the first day for parents like Trisha Zila. She was dropping off her six-year-old, Violet, at Milwaukee German Immersion. You can hear Zila's baby babbling as she talks.
I'm excited for her. Also kind of sad, it's my first day of kindergarten. So, but very excited. It was cute listening to the kids, like, online. They were like, I can't wait to meet you in real person. You know, so I think that's the big thing that kids have been missing out on.
MPS has been virtual since last March, when the pandemic shuttered schools. I asked Violet about virtual learning.
It hasn't been so well.
Why not?
Because I kind of don't like doing online school on the computer.
Another German immersion student, first grader Kaori, says he's going to miss being home with his family.
I'm nervous about it. I'm gonna miss my family when I'm at school. That's what I'm nervous about.
I asked Kaori whether he'll be able to recognize his friends when everyone is wearing a mask.
No, I think I recognize the hair. Because one named Michael, he's kind of my best friend. He don't got that much hair. He ain't bald, I'm saying. He ain't that bald, okay. But he's almost bald. But yeah.
That person laughing is Kaori's mother, Sophia Turner.
I feel kind of the same way he does as far as missing him, of course. I've been home with him all year, and this is kind of like a bittersweet day for both of us. But I'm excited he's going back. They definitely need to come back. So, you know, I know they would be so much more fluent in what they are at home.
Turner says helping Kaori with virtual school, she feels like she's learned German too. But she says his grades have suffered, so she's ready for him to get back in the classroom.
Werden wir das Heft von vorne anfangen, okay?
That's German immersion third grade teacher Susan Richardson getting her class ready for the day. Her students are wearing masks and there are plexiglass barriers between them.
So, hier bitte vorne, schreibt ganz oben Mathe.
Families had the choice between staying virtual and coming back to classrooms. The overall percentage of MPS students who opted for in-person is unclear. Initial surveys showed 59%, but not all families completed the survey. At German Immersion, the principal says about 80% of families chose to come back. Since class sizes are limited to 18 students for social distancing, some students will be in overflow rooms. Trisha Zila, the mother we heard from earlier, says that includes her daughter's class.
There's going to be an overflow room where the librarian teaches, and I think they are going to watch it on a screen probably somehow. And I was kind of concerned about that, but I like that they're switching it up so it's not the same students all the time stuck in that room.
The overflow situation turned some parents off. Brittany Campbell has twin daughters in second grade at Milwaukee French Immersion. She didn't want them to go back if she didn't know who would be teaching them.
Just the fact that they're not going to be in front of their teacher, that was pretty disappointing for them. Just because I don't know how they were going to, you know, how they were picking who was going to be in the class and not.
These questions may come up at a special MPS board meeting. The school board called the meeting in part to address concerns from the Milwaukee Teachers Union. The union is worried about employee safety as COVID numbers increase locally. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.